855-560-SAFE. That's 855-560-SAFE. Our kit gives you details about safe money programs and how you can earn market-like returns without any risk of the market, can eliminate fees that you're now being charged on your mutual funds or brokerage accounts, can start feeling secure knowing that your retirement money is safe and growing. 855-560-SAFE. That's 855-560-SAFE.
Functional. The thing to remember is it's not a functional system. It's a monopoly. And like all monopolies, they're very difficult to break.
Monday through Friday, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Tired of living day to day like everything's all right.
And now, the Sports Kings with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key, and host Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
Just waiting on that moment.
Oh, man. You know what? I actually do like the opening. I like Mean Gene. But you know what, though?
Mine even has a kick to it.
He says Rod Johnson.
Nicole Key.
And me.
Yeah, that Mean Gene kind of does it. It's kind of extended there, Gene. Kind of, just a little.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings here on KFNX 1100 AM. Good Saturday. As you can tell by now, all three of the Sports Kings are here. And first of all, joining me in the Parker University Studios is Rod Johnson. Rod, how you doing?
I'm all right, Mean Gene. It's been a long couple of days for me, Mean Gene. As you know, the music world lost an iconic figure there on Thursday. And, you know, you and I discussed it before, Gene. I'm a huge, gigantic Prince fan. I've seen him in concert 15 times easily and got every CD, every cassette tape. Mm-hmm. You hear me? Every cassette
tape. Yeah, yeah, you're going back now.
I went back and pulled out my old cassette recorder and started listening to some Prince, but... Other than that, Mean Gene, I'm doing well. I'm just celebrating, you know, the life and the music that God blessed us with through that guy. So it's been good.
Absolutely. And Nicole Key, who
Hi,
is
good morning.
Joining
Hello,
us
How
from
are you?
Los Angeles. Hi, Nicole. Nicole, Rod, you know, we hate to start the show off on a sad note, but, man, losing an icon, someone who is one of the biggest entertainers of our time.
Purple Rain.
Yes, Prince Roger Nelson.
I like him.
passed away on Thursday at the age of 57, and he was right in the middle of a concert tour.
Yeah, yeah. A real good friend of mine saw him on Saturday or Sunday the week before in Atlanta. When you know he left Atlanta. Yeah, she was sitting like third row, and she was like nothing. The only thing that was out of the ordinary was that he did not sing Purple Rain. And other than that, he sounded perfect. It was a great show, and, you know.
Biggest regret of my life, not being able to see Prince in concert and Michael Jackson. Never saw neither
really?
One of those icons.
I tried to win tickets before, but I didn't get through on the lines. But, yeah, I tried. I wish I could have saw him.
Mm. And
how sad.
You know, me and Rod talked, too. Nicole, Prince was a huge NBA fan. You
Big
could
time.
Always find him. You saw you could. He spent time.
Who was his team?
He would watch the Minnesota Timberwolves because he lived in Minnesota, but he has been spotted courtside at numerous Laker games, tons of Laker games. So yeah,
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, Timberwolves. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. So, mm-hmm. But anyway, our condolences are with all the Prince fans all across the nation.
I know it hit us hard.
Those in Phoenix as well. So. You're listening to the Sports Kings. We are on KFNX, 1100 AM in Phoenix, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. Big show today. Later on, we'll bring on Dustin Pfeiffer, who will be in Charlotte for games 3 and 4 of the NBA playoffs there. It's Miami and Charlotte tend to make things exciting. So Dustin will come on and talk about that. But the majority of this show, guys, and some of our listeners, some of our followers out there has been asking the question, when are you guys going to talk about the NFL draft? Well, this will be that show.
Yeah, I've been getting hit pretty hard on Twitter.
Oh, no.
You guys know the draft is almost over, and you guys won't talk about
it. We haven't said one word about it. And I mean, because and here, this time last year was a whole different mindset. We were at the draft in Chicago last year. Mindset.
Yeah, yeah. We were in the mix of it all.
I had me and Gene reporting after every pick.
Oh my!
Calling
goodness.
In reporting, but at the same time, there's been so much stuff going on in sports, and you know, now being in Arizona, and we're trying to make sure that we cover the things in Arizona. It's just a lot of stuff going on, and we just hadn't been able to.
Also, the passing of the WWE wrestler.
China.
Thursday too.
China passed as well. She was a great WWE performer back in the day, and pretty much what women's wrestling is now.
She brought
some of the things that she was doing.
She sure did.
Well, isn't she like Zeta or Zelda, like the warrior?
Well, that was one of her names, but she originally came back with China.
She had some characters, but you're right. She did
D-Generation
make it exciting for women.
Yeah. She broke through for women.
Absolutely. So, well, guys, where do you want to start here today? I mean, certainly the NBA is.
I mean, that's where we are.
That's where we are.
NBA playoffs.
That's the next big thing.
The NBA playoffs, which will probably go through June, July. They kill me how long the playoffs are.
You know what, I tell you, it stretches out almost 2.5 months.
It's
NBA playoffs. So
in the playoffs. That's why.
And the thing about it, the first round, hold on, Jane, first round has been some very boring basketball.
Yeah.
You know, outside of that Oklahoma and Dallas game where Dallas came from behind and won.
And the Indiana game, which, you know, they stole one in Toronto. Yeah. I mean,
overall, it's just been boring.
It has been boring. But let's go ahead and look at what's going to be taking place today, okay? So you can catch the first game at 3 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be the Toronto Raptors going into Indianapolis, Indiana, taking on the Pacers.
I
had to get it out there now. I could have just said Indiana, right? I don't know why I had to go.
It surprised me that the Pacers are still in this. They're still in
Paul
this.
Paul George.
Yes, he is a monster. But it just surprised me, especially that first game. It's like they stole one from Toronto.
The Raptors are boring. They're just boring.
I actually picked Toronto to be the ones to upset Cleveland. If anyone else came out of the East, I'm looking at Toronto. I'm thinking it was going to be Toronto. But the way that they played in these three games,
Nicole, what did you say?
I said the whole series has been boring. I was taking selfies of myself last night watching the game.
Well, okay, wait a minute.
My daughter's watching.
Well, all right. So it's the Miami Heat. They will be in Charlotte today for game three of their series. And then we're looking at the Dallas Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. It will be game four.
Oklahoma's going to take that series.
That's the one that could pretty much surprise me and Gene. But with Dallas still in that game two, and now you're looking at the way they lost in game three, I guess.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City is back on track now, but they really surprised me. That blowout in game one was just Dallas. Why did you even make the playoffs? Why bother us?
And
by
a remarkable game too, with Adams getting the basket in there. It looked and it appeared that they just didn't get off the court quick enough.
Yeah, they did. They did. But you know,
so they lose that game by 1 point after winning it by 1 point, and then they blew them out on Thursday night. They did. Nightcap game tonight will be the Los Angeles Clippers heading up to the Pacific Northwest, taking on the Portland Trailblazers at the Motor Center. That's the late game.
That game surprises me as well, me and Gene. Mm-hmm. You're looking at an L.A. Clipper team who, I'm going to say, blew out 115-95 game one, 102-81 game two. That's kind of surprising to me. I was thinking that Portland would be playing a little stiffer ball than that.
Well, I'm a little upset with the Clipper organization. You know that they're doing the Clipper cheerleading, like a reality show here on TV now?
Really?
Well, yeah, like they're like the Lakers are like legends, like the Laker girls. Like that's a known organization of dancers and women. Like who are the Clipper girls? Do they even Are they like the Pop Warner cheerleaders?
No. You know what? When I covered the Clippers back in the early 2000s, I mean, they had a respectable cheerleading team.
And of course, like Laker girls.
No, I mean, the Laker girls are the Laker girls. And the same could be said about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
But why are you upset that they're having the show?
They haven't earned it.
Why?
Because they haven't. It's like saying, would you guys watch the Oklahoma Thunder cheerleaders, like a show like that?
I probably will watch any cheerleader show.
Oh, yes, you would. Never mind.
So, you know what, Nicole, why don't you go, we want you to go to a home game, and we want you to sing that song that the Kobe Bryant, I hate you, I hate you. You seen that, the Otis Redding?
Oh, yeah.
I want you to go do that for the Clipper cheerleaders, okay? I hate you.
I don't hate them. I'm just annoyed by them. They haven't put in enough work to get that recognition yet.
So, what's enough work?
Like, I have legends on their team. Like, Paul Abdul was a Laker girl.
Who? Oh, Paul Abdul.
Paul Abdul.
You know what? No one follows those cheerleaders. Some of those cheerleaders get into some other stuff. We know about Paula Abdul because she became a recording artist. I mean, you never know where some of those careers lead to. You know, it's just not, you know, publicized as much.
But if you know the Laker girls are going to be there, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go.
But if any cheerleaders would be there, I'm going to be there too.
As a matter of fact, and you know, we got just a little bit over 30 seconds left to go here. There was a time, Nicole, right there off the 55 freeway there where you are. I did a promo, and the Clipper girls were there with me to do that promo. They did a good job.
How many
for
people
us.
Showed up?
You crazy.
It was, how many Clipper fans existed in L.A. back then? It wasn't many.
They still had their tags on their jerseys.
Nicole,
but,
crazy.
But they came out and supported us. So I tell you what, guys. Rah, rah. So we're just getting started here. Dustin Pfeiffer coming up in the next segment. Guys, you're listening to the Sports Kings right here on KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona.
Song going out.
Tune into the Sports King Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt. Everybody's choking now. Always Duke, North Carolina. They're always in the top five. You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key, back to reality, and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m. Hello, this is Willie Masters, host of Mormon in the House. Tune in for an LDS perspective on religious news and the church. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Mormon in the House, Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Business owners and managers, don't miss this opportunity to learn money-saving information about individual and business healthcare coverage and benefits. In Business Magazine presents the new Healthcare Luncheon and Expo Wednesday, April 27th. Three panels of experts will guide you toward building a healthy workplace, meeting compliance, and improving employee culture. The new Healthcare Luncheon and Expo Wednesday, April 27th at the Camelback Inn Resort and Spa. Register today at InBusinessMag.com. That's InBusinessMag.com.
There's only one thing guaranteed in life. You will die. Are you prepared? A will and trust is only one step in the process. Now, what do you do with them? Papers get destroyed. Combinations to safes get lost. DocumentTrunk.com provides you with a safe, proactive approach to storing and distributing your last words. Don't take chances with your family's future. DocumentTrunk.com is the only place guaranteed to be there. Visit DocumentTrunk.com today and receive a three-month free trial when you enter KFNX at the checkout box.
Tune up, tune up, tune up. Your car? No, your luxury wristwatch. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Gems Jewelry. Our professional service includes cleaning, lubrication, and calibration. You save big with our special. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. Diamond Gems, 602-279-0561. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Gems Jewelry. And Diamond Gems is buying, too. Strapped for cash? Need extra money? Sell your old jewelry, luxury watches, and coins today. Call Diamond Gems Jewelry, where you get the most cash for jewelry, watches, and coins. We are buying. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. That's Diamond Gyms at 602-279-0561 and get the most cash today for your watches, jewelry, and coins. 602-279-0561.
Be healthy Sundays at 4 for more. Just ask DeVee, retired nurse, retired U.S. Navy patient advocate, and legal nurse consultant. If she can't help you, her referrals can. That's Nurse DeVee, 480-206-8850, or tune in Sundays at 4.
All right. Sports Kings, right here on KFNX 1100 AM. The great Prince Roger Nelson.
Why are you talking?
I'm sorry, I had to talk because I have to bring us back from the break.
Prince was bringing us back.
Well, he was bringing us back, but we still have to. We got a guest on, too.
Well, let's see if we can play that again.
You know what? So, folks joining us here from Charlotte, North Carolina, he covers the Charlotte Hornets out there in Charlotte, who are in the playoffs getting ready for game 3 of their series with the Miami Heat. Please welcome to the show, Dustin Pfeiffer.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, Dustin? Dustin, real quick, man, I don't know if you've been hearing, it's been a problem on the show because Gene is the only one with a nickname. So, you know, he comes on as a mean Gene. Dustin, you got a nickname, man, because, you know, Gene won't ask you or he won't give you one. All he wants is your social security number and fingerprint, and he's going to tell it to everyone. So, Dustin, you got a nickname that you know?
About the only two I go by is just D for Dustin or D Money. So those about the
D
only
Money.
Two
we gonna go money. With, we're gonna go with right. D Money.
We can go with D Money.
No, don't write it down, Gene. Right. I had to ask him because you're not gonna remember. Don't.
Hey, you know what? When I met Dustin, four years ago. He didn't say he was D Money
because you don't
said,
care about people.
Dustin,
you don't care about people's nickname.
Hey, hey, look, Dustin. I don't never want to step on Mean Gene. You know
hey, Dustin, man, these NBA playoffs. We talked in the first segment with Nicole, and so far we all are in agreement. At least me, Rod, and Nicole, that it's been somewhat of a boring first round of the NBA playoffs, with the exception of Indiana and Dallas, you know, still in some road games.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And listen, I am probably one of the most diehard NBA guys that you can find. Got the league pass, stay up and watch the West Coast games when I can. But this first round definitely has kind of been a buzzkill. I mean, good performance by Dallas the other night to steal that. Didn't see that coming. But other than that, you really don't have a lot going on, especially this Hornets series. It's surprising us, too. So, hopefully this is setting up some really good matchups in the second round where we can get some 6 or 7-game series, because at this rate, it looks like all the series may be 5 or 6 games.
You're right. Maybe some sweeps in there. So you're saying that the Hornets series is surprising in a good way or a bad way?
Well, here in Charlotte, it's surprising
in a bad way.
I mean, because you look at this team, everybody knows its history since it became the Bobcats after the Hornets left the first time. Mm-hmm. They had one playoff appearance where they got swept by the Orlando Magic. Then they had another playoff appearance where they got swept by LeBron James. So they've always ran into these juggernauts. Well, this year, they actually went into the playoffs with some expectations. I mean, they finished with the third best record in the East, except they tied with 4 teams. Mm-hmm. So they got pushed down to the 6th spot, but they got a decent matchup in Miami. No Chris Bosh. Wade has had a down year. Mm-hmm. But these first two games, man, it's been a completely different Hornets team. It seems like the Heat can't miss a shot. And now the Hornets are dealing with some injuries. So this series has went from people in Charlotte expecting a series win to, man, we got to make sure we don't get swept.
I mean, the Heat scored 72 points in game 2 in the first half, 43 points in the second quarter alone.
That was crazy.
A franchise record, 74% shooting in the first half. And the Hornets put up 60 points, and they were down 12.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And they said their starters in that, you know, fourth quarter, man. They were just sitting there being cheerleaders for the most part.
Let me ask you this. I know we're going to talk about Charlotte, but we have to talk about what Eric Spoelstra is doing with Miami. With, like you said, the best player is gone, as in Chris Bosh. And he's never been looked at as a great coach because, you know, he was giving LeBron and Derek and Wade and those guys. But he's really coaching his behind off right now, don't you think?
He is.
Listen, this guy, I think, is a top 5 coach in the NBA. I mean, he doesn't get the credit he deserves because, like you said, he had those superstars. But honestly, he's got to get credit for that, too. When you take three superstars in their prime, like Wade, Bosh, and LeBron, and gel that together to make sure that it does work and everybody's on the same page, right, how can you not get credit for that? Phil Jackson gets credit for it all the time, so yep, you got to give Spoelstra credit. Now they change it up with Bosh going out in the middle of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They had to change the way they play completely. They had to, you know, use Whiteside in the middle for defense, and they had to really go more pick and roll with Whiteside and Dragic and Wade. So he's really changed it up, and he's got this team. I didn't expect his offense to play like this. The Hornets are a top 10 defensive team in the NBA, but man, the Heat, the adjustments they've made, they have really got it done, and a lot of that goes to Eric Spoelstra.
But you said, you know, Whiteside, talking about Miami just for a minute here, I mean, this is probably one of the most underrated centers in the NBA.
Not anymore.
I mean, I've seen it coming from him. I mean, this guy, it's good. So are they?
Well, I don't know if you know this about Whiteside, but he's actually a North Carolina boy. So the Hornets probably are a little mad because he's from Gastonia, which is like maybe 20 or 30.
I know where that is.
20 or 30 minutes from Charlotte. Now listen to this: the last spot that he played at before he went to the Miami Heat was a thing called the Dowd YMCA. That is five minutes from the Hornets arena.
Oh wow! Really?
5 minutes from the Hornets arena, and somehow somebody here didn't see him.
Let this guy get away. How?
I don't know.
So let's talk about Kemba Walker for a minute. And I mean, are we expecting great things from him in this series?
I definitely think we are. And listen, I mean, you look at that last game, he really put the team on his back, him and Al Jefferson. They combined for 54 points. If you'd have told me those two went for 54, I'd have probably said the Hornets win game two. So he had, I think, 19 or 21 in the first half. And honestly, I don't like to use the refs a lot. That's not why they've lost both these games, but Kemba did get a lot of calls that didn't go his way in that game too, but he kept fighting through. I expect him to have a big game in game three. That's the only reason that I haven't counted this team out of the series yet is because they were 30-11 at home, and that was one of the best records at home in the Eastern Conference. So I still want to see what they can do on this home floor in game three before I really write this series off. But the bad thing is we got some bad news in Charlotte today. It looks like Nick Batum is out for the series.
Oh, I saw that.
That ankle injury.
Yeah.
So that's one of their best players, and that's really going to hurt. So they're really behind the eight ball now.
You're right about
is
that.
What do you think that they can do anything to replace him or just to even just get back? You know, I know we talked about Kemba Walker, but anybody who else needs to step up?
Well, it's going to have to be the first guy that's got to step up is Marvin Williams. I mean, he came back. He's in a contract year. Mm-hmm. He had an amazing year this year. Mm-hmm. Was one of the most consistent guys on the Hornets team. Well, now you look at the first two games, and he's 1-for-17. So, I mean, he's got to step up. Guys like Frank Kaminsky off the bench, and then maybe a guard like Jeremy Lin, who can really catch lightning in a bottle. Maybe he can have one of his big games.
Yeah.
They've got some guys that can do it. They just got to go out there and get it done.
Right, because I've seen it during the season, like you said. You know, I spent most of the year watching a lot of Hornets games on the NBA League Pass. Some very exciting games to watch there. And what about Spencer Hawes? How is he going? How's he doing?
Well, I actually think Spencer should get more minutes. I mean, you know,
I think so too.
These first couple of games, I like Frank Kaminsky. He's had a good rookie year, but it looks like Frank's been a little timid in his rookie playoff series. So I think a veteran guy like Spencer who can space the floor, maybe even knock down a three, I think some minutes for him will be valuable because he can kind of take that Nick Batum role and be a facilitator
So he has more than a one-dimensional game. Most guys his size, they're one-dimensional. He actually is a good athlete and can make some things happen.
I could see him getting some minutes. I'll tell you what, I've been to every game this year, and I think Coach Clifford is one of the more underrated coaches in this NBA. He gets his guys to play hard. He knows what his team is all about. So I think they're going to have these guys ready to go for game three. I'm not saying that it's going to be a win, but I see this game going down to the last second. That's how close I see this game three being.
I hope so, Dustin, because let me tell you, man, I saw his face in game one. Oh, my goodness. I felt for that guy. He had the faces of, when will this game be over?
he'll flat out tell you if his guys ain't ready to play, he knows they don't have a chance. He knows how they have to play, and he knows what they need to do, and he can tell by what his guys are doing on the floor if they're getting it done or not.
So real quick, I do want to let our listeners know that Dustin Pfeiffer, he wrote a blog there for the Sports Kings on our website. He actually gave his thoughts on the Western Conference playoffs and the Eastern conference playoffs, including who wins each one of those series. So I would go to our website, sportskings.net, and you can check that out. But I know with a minute left, you do double duty out there. You also cover the Carolina Panthers, and I think you got some news out there as far as one of the top players. What's going on out there?
Definitely. Well, everybody knows that the Panthers had franchise tag Josh Norman, so he was going to play the next year for $14 million and then probably walk as a free agent, but it was good to keep him for that 1 year since they will be a Super Bowl contender again next year. Well, some things have happened where Josh is just demanding so much money and kind of talking about how he doesn't know how hard he's going to play under the franchise tag, and I guess the general manager, Dave Gettleman, wasn't happy with what he was hearing, so he's decided to take the franchise tag off since Josh Norman has never signed it yet. He is going to make him an unrestricted free agent so he can sign with any team, and he's already got visits lined up.
Wow.
That is unheard of.
It is.
I think I heard someone on the radio say this is only the third time that's happened in maybe the last 15 or 16 years. So Josh was already saying he was going to skip voluntary workouts, and I guess they didn't like what they were hearing.
Wow.
So they said, we don't want a distraction. We like how our chemistry is, and we're going to let him go.
I tell you what, Dustin, we will definitely have to circle back and talk a little bit more about this. So, hey, thanks for coming on, my man. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Dustin Pfeiffer joining us from Charlotte. Mean Gene, Hot Rod, Dustin, Nicole will be back right here on the Sports Kings, KFNX 1100 AM.
Imus in the morning. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Police continue to search for the killer or killers of eight members of a family in southern Ohio. They were killed in four separate locations Friday, all shot in the head. Correspondent Nick Valencia.
The dead include a mother killed in bed with her four-day-old child beside her. That child, along with a six-month-old and a three-year-old, survived the massacre.
Police are warning people to be extra careful until the killer or killers is found. A man who police say killed three men and two women in a domestic dispute Friday has been found dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound this morning. Police in northeastern Georgia found 50-year-old Wayne Anthony Hawes at his home. Reports say he may have been upset over reports that his wife was planning to divorce him. And South Korea says North Korea has fired what appears to be a ballistic missile from a submarine toward the sea. The South's semi-official news agency says it appears the launch failed. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center. Well, this morning, a clear sky, sunny with a breeze today, the high temperature 80. It's going to be mainly clear tonight, less wind, low 58. Sunday, sunny skies, high 82. Plenty of sunshine Monday, high 86. Sunny Tuesday, high 92. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 71 degrees.
Homeowners, on a tight budget and living in fear that something in your home might break, a plumbing problem, an appliance breakdown, stove, refrigerator, air conditioning, a lot can go wrong, and when something breaks, your cash reserves are gone in a flash. Then, it's more and more credit card debt. Don't leave it to chance. Protect yourself with affordable coverage from Home Warranty Helpline. Pay $400 for electrical repairs, or with Home Warranty Protection, 100% of the repair cost is covered. Pay $580 or more to repair a water heater or get home warranty protection, and 100% is covered. Replacing an air conditioning unit can cost you $2,000 or more, but with home warranty protection, you're covered 100%. Stop worrying about repair bills. Get protected with Home Warranty Helpline. Call right now for a free quote. Everyone is guaranteed approval, and the call and consultation are free. Call 800-990-8599. 800-990-8599. 800-990-8599.
Tune into the Sports King Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt.
Everybody's choking now.
Always Duke, North Carolina. They're always in the top five. You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key.
Back to reality.
And Mean Gene, the sports machine, Saturday at 7 a.m.
Engaged. Join Bill Martinez Sunday at 5 a.m. for the latest news, politics, issues of faith, and entertainment. It's all about the truth wherever it leads. Bill Martinez, Sunday at 5 a.m.
You're in business-to-business sales. It's time to take it up to the next level with Advance Paper. Advance Paper, a new career with great compensation and growth potential. 480-964-6108. 480-964-6108. Advance Paper, your way up. You're in business-to-business sales. It's time to take it up to the next level with Advance Paper. Advance Paper, a new career with great compensation and growth potential. 480-964-6108. 480-964-6108. Advance Paper, your way up.
Sex, relationship, and intimacy, one bite at a time, Sunday at noon, with marriage, relationship, and sex counselor Ina Malekish and co-host Len Novin. Honest talk about what you will not talk about. Stop the war of the sexes with respect and honor. Enjoy sex, relationship, and intimacy, Sunday at noon.
Make me cry.
Wow, folks.
Sports I never Kings. Meant to cause you any sorrow.
We are back, folks. Once again, you are listening to the Sports Kings on KFNX.
You didn't want me to sing?
1100 AM. No, I was enjoying Prince singing that song, actually. You know what? We could have just let the whole song play and just wiped out this whole segment.
I'm with that.
But we can't.
Let's let it roll. Let's let it roll.
No,
Arizona doesn't want to hear that.
What was your favorite Prince song? Nicole, what was your favorite Prince song?
I Will Die For You. I will die for you.
What about you, Gene?
My favorite one was the one that you just heard.
Purple Rain?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when he performed at Super Bowl?
Yes.
And notice how?
I'm too young.
Yes, I remember
I'm
that.
Too young. That was just like about 4
years ago.
Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl. But it was cool. Did you ever notice when he performed Purple Rain, it was actually raining? You never thought about that, huh? It was actually raining when he was performing Purple Rain?
Wow.
You never thought about that.
I never thought about that, no.
You're getting sentimental there.
Yeah.
I'm more even impressed by your weatherman skills here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he just went and said a prayer. Hey, God, can you just do this one favor for me?
Make sure they didn't make it rain for him.
No, it was raining.
Okay, it was raining.
God.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. Okay. But my favorite Prince song is "Joy and Repetition." Mm. It's off of Graffiti Bridge soundtrack. I have to teach you about that one day, Gene.
Okay.
What is it?
"Joy and Repetition." Go to my Facebook page. You'll see the live version.
I know you've been posting videos all week.
Terry, we are still celebrating the life of Prince Roger Nelson here on the Sports Kings. Nicole Key is back with us. We just wrapped up a segment with Dustin Pfeiffer talking about the Charlotte Hornets and where things might go with that series against Miami. But Dustin dropped a bomb on us here on our Sports Kings show. He talked about one of the big-time defensive players for the Carolina Panthers, Josh Norman.
He talked NFL.
Yeah, he did. So he snuck that in there. Josh Norman, outspoken defensor. What is he? He's the what position does he play?
Defensive back.
Josh Norman?
Yeah.
Cornerback.
Yeah.
Cornerback.
So the cornerback for the Carolina Panthers, he is now free to join any team in the NFL. The Panthers look like they are trying to part ways with him. Guys,
well, they're trying to get some salary cap. They're trying to reduce some money. He was a $14 million contract.
Yeah, but at the same time,
and it's only for 1 year.
But you're looking at yes, he's worth it.
Oh,
he's
some
worth,
people say it is. I mean, they're thinking it's not. So
we're talking about the best cornerback in the NFL right now, or one of the best. He's top tier.
Because the Raiders
he's
got top. One of the best quarterbacks.
Who on the Raiders team is better than Josh Norman?
If that one to take away from our Hall of Famer, the Woodson, he just retired. So we had a trade for another one.
So you can't be the best in the NFL if you're retired.
Well, he was one of the best, though.
But he wasn't better than Josh Woodson. Yeah, he won Heisman.
Yeah. He had a stellar career.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, and we had to get someone to replace him. And speaking of replacing him,
that's why this is going to lead us into our next topic here, which is the NFL draft.
But hold on, going back to what we were saying about Josh Norman,
okay.
It's unheard of what they're doing, like we were saying.
That's true.
But like you said, now they have to go out. If they're going to say, you know what, if you think you're worth $16 million, we told you we're not giving you that, you want to continue to run your mouth, Go see who wants to sign you. And, of course, Washington will throw money at him. He went to go see the Redskins on Friday.
Coming at him. There's like 10 teams coming at him right now. I think the Raiders should go after him.
And I'll tell you what, their draft needs are going to change drastically.
Because that's a big hole on the defensive side.
It will. I mean, right now they're looking at a defensive back. They need a defensive end. They need an offensive tackle. That's what they need.
I think you and I picked the same.
From inside out, then.
In our mock draft, which we're going to reveal next.
It's just interesting. But anyway, so the NFL draft will take place Thursday, April 28th, 2016. Mean Gene's birthday. I just threw that in there. But anyway, so.
Happy birthday, early birthday.
Thank you, Nicole. But,
forget.
31 teams there. We have to look at, exactly what's going to take place there. Right now, a couple of teams, and I know you guys know, tried to shake up this draft, and that was the Tennessee Titans and the
Philadelphia Eagles.
So where do we stand?
That's a pretty good move, I think. Bradford's pissed off. He actually wants to be released.
Why would he be mad? I mean,
he feels like he's expandable now. Like they don't care about him. Like they're trying to replace him.
Oh, you're talking about the Rams? I mean, you're looking at a mediocre quarterback. I can understand being mad.
I mean, he's 60% of his throwing. Like he's not. I mean, they settle for him. I mean, that's the best they could get. So that's what they have. So the Eagles were saying that the reason why they did this, and it's surprising everyone, is because that they foresaw that the next few years, like the 2017 draft, 2018 draft, there's no good prospects as a quarterback, and they're going to need one in those 2 years.
Let's talk about this, because the Los Angeles Rams will more than likely take either Jared Goff or Carson Wentz.
Which is going to be Goff.
It's going to
be
Goff.
Which it should be Goff because of his. But I would tell you that Carson Wentz is your more of a prototype NFL quarterback. He's got 6'5". His weight is good. And he can look downfield.
But Carson Wentz only has a year and a half under his belt. 23 games on a college level, and he played at South Dakota State.
I understand.
No disrespect.
Well, he wasn't in Division 1, huh? He wasn't in Division 1.
No disrespect to North Dakota State, but you're not, or South Dakota State, I'm sorry.
It's North Dakota State.
North Dakota State, okay. That's good, though.
No disrespect
because
to them.
Because then they could train him the way they want to train him.
Yes, but that's why he needs a Sam Bradford, or even if Wentz goes to Philadelphia, you're looking at
and it looked like Wentz
falls.
It's going to go to Philadelphia. I mean, that's the way it looks.
Go ahead and put who you have in your mock draft.
Why is my mock draft important?
I need everyone to know.
Okay, well, let me tell you why. I have Ezekiel Elliott going to the Eagles because they need a running back, they need a guard, and they need a tackle.
I don't see them going up that high, giving up that many picks to pick up a running back.
Well, we'll find out.
Are a genius. We need to go play some numbers in Vegas.
You
get this
come
right.
on now. I've already
you did,
come on,
you did pick Villanova.
So
you did
far,
pick
he's
Villanova.
Two for two.
Okay.
He's two for two.
Yeah, you're right about that.
If you tell me you need a running back, then I mean I'm going to look at the best running back on the board. That's why.
Understood.
I put him up there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's understandable, Gene. I get that. But the two quarterbacks, and honestly, to be honest, guys, I don't see anything in those two quarterbacks to make me want to give up those type of picks.
I know.
Neither one of them can start. What the Rams gave up.
Tennessee, who could be a crazy good team in the next few years.
But don't discredit the Cleveland Browns. I know they got everything bad.
I watch out for them. Give them 2 years. I guarantee
they have six of the top 100 draft picks this year.
Who is that?
Cleveland.
The Browns.
They have six.
Six.
Next year they have two first round picks.
They're going to be the dark horse.
Yes. I'm not taking my eyes off Tennessee. Tennessee got a blind man's deal with the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams got to hit it out the ballpark here because here you playing at home, and I know why Jared Goff is an interesting guy. He's a Pac-12 quarterback. He was a Pac-12 All-American. I mean,
has all the bells and whistles. Doesn't mean he will perform.
It spells, hey, marketing and all of that. I mean, but I guarantee you guys, and I'm going to say this right here on this Saturday show, that Carson Wentz will be the better quarterback in the end.
Well,
and whoever gets him is
going to
be.
Pick them.
I was talking to somebody today. They said that he could be compared to Ryan Leaf. I'm like, get out of here.
No, let's not wish that on anybody.
anyone.
Let's not wish that on anyone. But you're talking about the quarterbacks as well. You still got Goff, Wentz, Paxton Lynch from Memphis, Connor Cook from Michigan State. Hackenberg is one quarterback that everyone has been talking about. I've watched him play, and sometimes he's accurate and sometimes he's not.
We got Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott. He was in Dallas on Thursday.
Very Cam Newton-like. Yeah, he is huge.
But he's a quarterback that needs some nurturing.
He does.
He's a quarterback. But what I'm saying is, when you think about teams that, let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals. At what point do they start looking at these quarterbacks and think about a replacement for Carson Palmer? They can get.
Well, they've been. That's not going to be their second pick, their second round.
Who?
But they don't have a second. They don't have a second round pick.
Oh, they're third round then.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was going. You're absolutely
right.
Well,
they have two in round five. Maybe the fourth round.
And I'll tell you what. We have a minute in this segment, but you spoke of Arizona. Well, this is what they need. They need a cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
They need an outside linebacker and a safety. Look where Bruce Arians is going here with defense. I guarantee
you.
They
have a salary cap that they're going to go over. So what are they going to have to do with that? They're going to have Campbell take a reconstruction.
Yeah, probably so. But Arizona's going to go cornerback or either way, they're going to get some defense. And that's what they need because they couldn't stop anybody.
I mean, you're looking at the cornerback, defensive back, Vernon Hargraves. I think that's how you pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
He's one of the ones that could go to them in the first round. But, we were talking about the quarterbacks. There's some good quarterbacks that can sit behind Carson Palmer and get groomed by him along with Bruce Arians.
I don't think they're ready for a quarterback yet.
But I'm saying fourth or fifth round?
Okay.
I would get Jones and let him become that spring chicken behind.
Hey guys, we're getting ready to take a break. We will finish with this on the other side here. It's the Sports Kings, Nicole, Mean Gene, Rod right here, KFNX, 1100 AM.
Tune into the Sports Kings Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt.
Everybody's choking now.
Always Duke, North Carolina. They're always in the top five.
Time's up.
You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key,
back to reality,
and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m.
Please get something to write with, because I'm going to introduce the greatest nutritional breakthrough I've ever seen in my career. My name is Glenn. I'm Director of Research and Development for International Health. Write down this website. It's called ProtoVite. What you'll see there is the before and after live blood cell analysis, which is stunning. P as in Paul, R, O, D as in David, O, V as in victory, ITE.biz, B-I-Z. ProtoVite.biz.
Automotive know-how brought to you by AutoRepairArizona.com.
A new year, a new time. We are now on at 4 every Monday afternoon.
Tune into Automotive Know-How with Brett and Dave. We are here to help you with your automotive needs.
And remember, we take your calls.
Mondays at 4.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100 extension 1463. 602-277-1100 extension 1463.
There's only one thing guaranteed in life. You will die. Are you prepared? A will and trust is only one step in the process. Now, what do you do with them? Papers get destroyed. Combinations to safes get lost. DocumentTrunk.com provides you with a safe, proactive approach to storing and distributing your last words. Don't take chances with your family's future. DocumentTrunk.com is the only place guaranteed to be there. Visit DocumentTrunk.com today and receive a 3-month free trial when you enter KFNX at the checkout box.
Estrella Publishing produces the West Valley's premier and preferred community magazines. Estrella Publishing can customize a marketing program to meet the needs, objectives, and budget of your business. They also offer advertisers a host of value-added services, including graphic support, free directory listings and social media posts, and more. Their low advertising prices, along with a monthly readership of over 115,000, makes Estrella Publishing the best value for your marketing budget. For more information, call 623-594-9283 or visit EstrellaPublishing.com.
Learn how to trade stocks like the pros with Ken Beckrich, host of The Right Side of the Trade, every Wednesday at 3 p.m. No gimmicks or fancy software, just sound principles of market timing. The Right Side of the Trade, Tuesday at noon.
I'm Laura Ingram, and lucky you, because you are tuned into the 50,000-watt powerhouse, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Listen to me weekdays at 6 a.m.
Oh yeah, I want to take it back, guys. This is my favorite Prince song right here. This is the one.
Man, you can.
All
you,
of them are great.
You got a point. But you know what? We probably could do that all day this weekend, and every time we hear one, we'd be like, okay, that's my favorite.
I know, but this is that was a good one, folks. Me, Gene, Nicole Key, Hot Rod Johnson. Final segment here on the Sports Kings. We're talking NFL. Draft is going to take place April 28, 2016.
So next Thursday is the first round.
Yeah,
and then round two and three will be Friday, right?
Going into two and three. Yeah. Uh-huh. So let me tell you a little bit about the draft, guys, because we had a chance.
I was
to
ask you, how was that environment when you were there last year? Was it that crazy, hectic? Nonstop.
It was a good environment. I mean, the draft, first of all, it was the first time Chicago hosted that, and that city did a great job, and I'm not surprised that the NFL decided to put it back into Chicago, but it's in the Robinson Auditorium downtown, right there in the thick of things, and the fans in Chicago, as you know, are brutal. The funniest thing I remember, and I told Rod when we did the show, last year, anytime they announced anything Green Bay, everything got booed because the Bears and Packers, everyone knows about that rivalry. But let's look at some of these guys. The draft, the SEC was not the best conference in football this year. The ACC had something to say about it. And some of these players here, man, I don't know.
Who won the national championship?
Well, I want to know more about who called the scout that was, called the poor man Jamarcus Russell, the Cordell Jones.
Oh, Cordell Jones.
Cordell Jones.
Yes. But just now, what's up with him? Is he really what that scout anonymously, the coward, says he is?
Well,
or does he actually have some kind of? Maybe he'd be good to go to the Cardinals since he doesn't have any kind of experience, or they could train him to be the backup for Palmer.
Well, here's the thing.
They need one.
He came in year before last in three vital games, and he won those games.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at his statue, I think he's 6'5", 230.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy, and you're looking at Jamarcus Russell. They pretty much have the same stature. No, you know what? He doesn't need to have to.
Stock might have gone down based on what his former coach said about him.
His stock has gone down simply because he could not win out the starting position this year. But you're looking at a guy where there's a lack of quarterbacks coming out, and you're looking at a guy who ran a pro-style offense, well, somewhat a pro-style offense, well, not really, okay, in Ohio State. But he has a good football mind. He has a good IQ, football IQ. He's not one of those.
He should have went for Bruce Arians, the Cardinals coach, to get a hold of him.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If he goes to an organization where he does not have to play his first 2 years, say, for instance, like you said, he goes to the Cardinals. Cardinals pick him up in the fourth or fifth round. Bruce Arians and Carson Palmer can work with him for 2 years.
That could happen, even though their needs are the cornerback position, the outside linebacker,
the cornerback,
and the safety.
But they'll pick that the first pick they get. But they do need a quarterback because Palmer's 36 years old. He's getting up there in age. Come on.
Well, I'll tell you what. They need them. They need a quarterback. So does the Dallas Cowboys. They need a quarterback.
Oh, they need one badly. Okay. They don't need one.
One of them. They don't need a quarterback. It's not a want. It's a nice to have right now.
Well, it's a necessity in the next 2 years because there's not going to be much to pull from.
Right, but they don't. Yeah. But they don't need one right now. I mean, there are going to be some good quarterbacks coming out next year. Don't count out.
No.
Because this is not a quarterback-friendly draft. This is not a quarterback.
According to the Eagles scouts, they're saying no. There's no good possibility of quarterbacks coming out in the next 2-year draft. That's why they did the trade.
Yeah, but things happen.
According to the Eagles.
Right, but you know what, though? There's this thing called the college football season, and things happen. And
well, teams
will develop. I mean, a quarterback could be blossom overnight in 2A.
What about that Germany kid? That one kid out of high school from Germany? He's being drafted. He's the first one being drafted from Germany, like right out of high school, that didn't play college in the U.S.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah,
I can say
good luck to him.
Deshaun Watson of Clemson. You're going to tell me he's not going to be a sought-after quarterback next year?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There will be, but this draft, 2016 quarterback pool, is quite ridiculous. But anyway, let's look at some of these players that, you know, I was talking about the Pac-12.
How about they get the cornerback that just got released from the Panthers?
No.
Why?
No, because this guy.
He's
gonna go somewhere. We talking about Josh Norman?
Yeah, we're talking about Josh
Norman.
Yeah,
so, I mean, no, that's probably a little bit too early, I think. And when Dustin broke that, I'm going to tell you right now, teams are already set in their draft. Now, if something happens, it's going to be last minute that you know, if he ends up being part of this draft, he could well, you know, impact this draft as well. But it's going to be some dollars and cents and some picks and some money and a whole bunch of cash to make that happen, and I think being a weak...
But he's a free agent, so trading him is out of line. That's gone.
Right,
he's
right.
a free agent now. So you and I can walk up to him and sign him if we want to.
Yeah,
he's a free agent now.
Well, Rod and Gene, who was your number one draft pick? I mean, the player. Who would you pick? Who do you think is the best one in the draft to pick from? What player, what position?
I would go with Ramsey out of Florida State. That's the best overall player right now in the draft. The best athlete.
Ramsey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Altogether?
Yeah, the cornerback from Florida State. That's the best overall athlete.
I would disagree. I think Shaq Lawson is the best.
Okay.
The best player in this draft. And right now, according to Draft Tech, I don't know where I have him going, but I think the Chicago Bears could definitely use an outside linebacker.
Chicago Bears can use a lot.
Yeah, they could. So, and Ezekiel Elliott, I think he's going to be a name you're going to hear a whole lot come Thursday. You're going to hear a lot from DeForest Buckner. You'll hear a lot from Ronnie Stanley, the Notre Dame left tackle.
Left tackle, yes.
And
well, Ole Miss, too, Tenzel,
yes.
Tenzel.
He would definitely go. He'll probably stick around to, the eighth, ninth pick when the Baltimore Ravens.
The Chargers.
But, Nicole, you should be familiar with Miles Jack, played with UCLA, the linebacker that put the Bruins back on the map there. He could go to the Jacksonville Jaguars there. Linebackers are going to go in this draft. And there's a lot of them in this first round.
There is a lot? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Rod, you look like you got something on your mind there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to look up. I'm sorry. No.
Okay, let's look at.
No, I was trying to look at the Notre Dame players that we were talking about.
Teams. Nicole, you are an avid Raiders fan. What do the Raiders need?
Actually, I'm pretty content with the trades that we made, the moves that we made. So we wouldn't need any starters, but we would need the second string. So I would get another cornerback. That's for sure.
What draft? What draft position?
They have the 14th pick. Okay. So. Yeah, I mean, granted, a lot of good guys are going to be gone.
We made some good moves this offseason, so I'm content with the starters.
But you still got to do something with that pick. You get a 14 pick. I mean, that's still a pretty decent pick.
Oh, yeah, we're going to use it.
And let me tell you. But here's the thing. This is the way these drafts work, because the Raiders could have their mind on someone, but believe me, some of these big-name guys drop, then it changes the plan. You did need a running back, but you got one.
Yeah,
because he's the best player on the board.
You started at the best player on the board.
Right.
With the two trades that have gone on since, and you know, they're probably going to be more next week. With the two trades going on, now you're looking at players that's going to start to fall. This time last week, we thought Larry Tinsel from Ole Miss, the offensive lineman was going to be the first pick of the draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you're looking at he's falling down to number 8-9 with Baltimore right now. So a lot of things are going to happen. So you're right. You may need
a
quarterback. But if the best running back is on the board.
If you see, you see.
You're right.
And last year, nothing really major happened. I think everyone knew that
the two quarterbacks
was going to go. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And I think the Chargers and the 49ers did some kind of trading, you know, to get Melvin Gordon.
But nothing to impact the draft.
But nothing, yeah. Right. Not like this one, though.
The Rams trade messed up the 49ers. They wanted a quarterback, too. That whole trade messed them up, the Rams and the Titans.
But see, this is where your GMs and your scouts even for that.
Those phones.
They
got to
work them phones.
Got to work the phone.
I mean, because you got to make your team good. You can't get so caught up in names of these guys. You really got to address your needs, because if you're just going to come out.
Well, the talent of the player.
You got to look at that, but you got to look at your record. Look at some of these teams. What were the Cowboys? What, 4-12 last year? Come on. You got to do something to make you better than 4-12.
Yeah. And if you go into a draft next Thursday with only one player on your mind and you're drafting number five.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got another thing coming, because you never know what may happen.
Well, you always have options. Come on, yeah, you guys are in. You guys know that.
You're absolutely right. You have to go in there with A,
you're right about
option
that,
A, B, C, and D.
I tell you what, though.
I know you men and how you think. You have to have options.
It's going
to
be fun.
There you go. You had to sneak that
it's
in.
It's going to be fun next week, folks. You know, the NFL draft is going to be important. That would be the last topic of football before summer starts and the OTAs kick in. So we hope you enjoyed the show.
Oh, this is fun again.
Mean Gene, Nicole Key, thank you,
have
Dustin Pfeiffer, for coming in and doing your piece here. Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. This is the Sports Kings, and we are out.
Hi, this is Mike Colvin, host of The Valley Insider and owner of Dimension 5 Productions. I'm here today to inform you that for the month of April, Dimension 5 Productions is running a special. In an effort to get our name out there, we will be taking up to 50% off our services. You can get a great custom animation as low as $750. You can get a great explainer video for your products and services as low as $1,250. Well, you get the idea, so hurry to d5prod.com. This offer is only good for a limited time. That's d5prod.com.
Business owners and managers, don't miss this opportunity to learn money-saving information about individual and business healthcare coverage and benefits. In Business Magazine presents the new Healthcare Luncheon and Expo Wednesday, April 27th. Three panels of experts will guide you toward building a healthy workplace, meeting compliance, and improving employee culture. The new Healthcare Luncheon and Expo Wednesday, April 27th at the Camelback Inn Resort and Spa. Register today at InBusinessMag.com. That's InBusinessMag.com.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.